Zorn, Zorn, the greatest father in all the land. Zorn, 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 we sing the praises of Zorn.
Hey, Eric Zorn. Zorn is here. He's right there. Wendy, Eric Zorn.
Hey.
Hi, Eric.
March the 4th be with you.
March the 4th be with you, too.
And with your spirit. That's the new thing they say now. If you haven't been to Catholic Mass.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
They changed it.
They don't do also with you.
Well, it was peace be with you and also with you.
Now it's and with your spirit.
Oh.
And I'm old school. I still kind of
say the old one.
Yeah. They throw her out of church.
Oh. Mm.
Get lost, old timer.
Now, you're not allowed to improvise in that at all, right? You have to say what they tell you.
No,
there.
The Catholic Church is all about yes and, isn't it? Like,
yes.
It's all improv.
Yeah.
Do you take this, man?
Yeah, sure.
There's no laughter either.
No.
Actually, there is at our church. My priest is funny.
Is there?
Yeah, he cracks jokes. Their sermon is sometimes pretty comedic.
Did you ever get like a Justice Collar like Rodney Dangerfield? No. I want to tell you, folks.
Oh, this religion gets no respect. My mom used to tell me stories, and they would always start like this. She would always say, if you think church is boring now, and then she would tell us that
all
the way they
Latin.
Used to do it, it was in Latin, and the priest would always face away from the congregation, like it was all done toward...
Facing the altar?
Well, facing the crucifix.
Oh, yeah.
So you got to see his back. It was, you know, so anytime a story would start out with, if you think church is boring now, my brother and I would go, here we go.
We had to go to church. We had to move barefoot to get to church.
It was a 5-hour celebration. We did it 5 days a week.
And we liked it.
We enjoyed it. Several things to discuss with you. Do you want to start out with politics or with tweets? What's better for you?
Let's start with the best tweets. I like to do, every
get the
month. Get the fun stuff out of the way. every week I curate some tweets for a Twitter poll, and then I come in here and I debut the 10 best from the previous month on the Bill and Wendy show.
Mm-hmm.
It's internationally anticipated.
It's fun.
You know, I just got to interrupt. I did a column yesterday about name tags.
Yeah.
And, about whether you should use somebody's name on a name tag. And I put in there a line like, this is the most important issue that I can think of going on in the globe right now. it was just a little break from politics. And somebody wrote to me like, I can't believe you said that.
Going on.
There's so many things going on here. And you think that this is the most important issue in the world. I really don't understand that. So,
well,
people do take that
for just
seriously.
A second. Wendy and I talked about this about a month and a half ago, that if you're in a restaurant and somebody has, that their name is Mark.
Yeah.
Why not call them Mark? But as we read, there was an article saying, no, that's the worst thing you can do. They're being demeaned if you're using their name. But I don't
think they're not.
Think they are.
This interests me. I found a passage in a book about a guy who wrote his memoir of working in the hotel industry. And he said that if you wear your first name, if you have to wear your first name on the tag and people address you by that name, it's infantilizing. It's a little condescending.
Mm-hmm.
When they don't know your name, you're using their name. It creates a sort of asymmetrical social situation.
Then don't wear a name tag.
Well, you have to for a lot of jobs. That's the thing.
Then cover it up with pretty little puffy stickers,
or use a pseudonym. And I know that I notice that I never do that when I see someone like at the grocery store, bagging the groceries or checking out. I never use their name. I feel presumptuous to me.
I do all the time.
You do all the time.
See, always.
And someone said that may be the difference between someone who's really extroverted, and Bill seems extroverted. Would you say?
And yes, and I think you are too.
A little bit more introverted. I don't know. And so I took a poll on Twitter. I asked people, and about a quarter of the people said they liked it.
Yeah,
employees who had to wear name tags. A quarter of the people said they didn't like it, and half were indifferent. So you take a 1 in 4 chance. And you say, hey, Charlie, thanks for bagging my groceries. He'll go, Bill left.
I wish we all had to wear name tags like forever.
Do you?
Yeah, because
the older you get.
Yes. I mean, I brought this up before. It's like if your kids are in Little League together and you haven't seen the mom in like 4 years, but you were kind of tight with them and you don't remember their name, you can't just what was your name again?
Hey, you. You just hope somebody comes up and you go, you guys must know each other, and they introduce each other.
Women's version of it is, hey, you. Guy's version of it is, there he is.
Hey.
Anytime somebody says, there he is,
hey,
I go,
Judge,
that guy does
pal.
Not know my name.
Ours is, hey, chief. Woman.
Hey, chief, how you doing?
Yeah.
SNL just did a really funny sketch on this.
What's my name?
Yeah. What's my name? That was great. That whole Saturday night.
Yeah, it was a solid week.
If you DVR'd that, it was just about.
Come back, Bill Hader.
Yeah. Oh, that was really wonderful.
But anyway, there's always, there's people you know by a association. Like on the in the scene, it was the boss's wife. So you've seen her at family gatherings.
The bridesmaids you've seen at, in your wife's wedding party. Yeah. I'm
pretty sure.
In your wife's wedding party. It's your wedding party too, Eric.
Well, it's your wife. Well, I stepped in there, didn't I? But it's
your
her,
wedding party.
It's her division of the wedding party.
Right. You
know. Sometimes there's a groom's person in the bridal party, though.
There is. That's right. That does happen. Those modern, those kids, those modern kids. When we were kids, all the groomsmen and bridesmaids faced away.
And they did it in Latin.
It was all in Latin.
The wedding was in Latin.
And we liked it. It went on for 5 hours.
What are some of the tweets?
Let me get to the tweets of the month. Tweets of the month, yes. And the Jasmine will have this linked off the page, Bill and Wendy page. She knows where it is.
Along with the authors, so I don't
ruin the rhythm of reading them. But
please, everybody, hold your applause until all the tweets have been read.
Does Superman ever go back to get his clothes, or is Metropolis just full of hobos running around in glasses and Clark Kent outfits?
What a great question.
I love that. Driver's Ed, 10 and 2. Real Life, 7 and French fries.
That is awesome. Yeah.
Very funny.
I hate Valentine's Day, but I do enjoy infant archery.
Cupid. Is it the cherub?
Yeah, the cherub.
With the bow and the arrow?
Cupid.
The easiest way to get your husband to stop snoring is to keep rolling him over ever so gently until he crashes to the floor. No tequila was used in making my margarita pizza, which is why I have trust issues.
It is disappointing if you're a margarita fan to order margarita pizza and have no hint of lime whatsoever.
No salt on the edge. It's not the way it should be. It's outrageous. For birth control, we use the Eurythmics method.
Oh, boy.
That's where I do the robot to Sweet Dreams, which quickly puts my wife out of the mood.
That's very funny.
The Ugly Duckling is my favorite story about how everything is okay as long as you eventually become hot. The moral of that story is pretty bad, isn't it?
Sometimes if you study those stories that have been around forever, you realize that the intentions were good, but it doesn't quite work.
It does not work, right. It doesn't work. On your deathbed, tell everyone, pray for me. Then make sure to leave a note to be opened after you die that says, pray harder next time. Give a man a fish and you feed him for a day. Feed a man to the fishes and you'll never have to share your food again.
That's mean.
A lot of these are very violent. Very
cruel.
Yeah.
If I'm ever abducted or go missing, simply tell my kids, Mommy just needs 5 minutes to herself. They'll find me. They always find me. So those are the
Those are great. Those are very, very funny. Like this, so. All right, we'll take a break and then more with Eric Zorn of the Chicago Tribune. Stick around. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN. Eric Zorn is here from the Chicago Tribune. Anything happening politically, Eric? Anything?
Well, there was this mayor's race last week.
When was that?
That was Tuesday night. Hmm. I was here all night with Justin and Patty Vasquez.
You put in some time, didn't you?
It was fun, yeah. Justin had some good panels, and we just yacked. There wasn't a whole lot. There was only a couple of races that were interesting to talk about. Well, we managed to just keep talking about them, so it was pretty
Did you think that Lori Lightfoot would end up in the number one spot?
I did. Well, and
did you?
I predicted Lori Lightfoot and Susana Mendoza. Now, that you say, well, boy, he picked Lori Lightfoot. No, but not that many people did. But Susana Mendoza got crushed.
Yeah, big time.
So I can't really pretend to be a soothsayer on this.
Unless she is an amazing actress, she didn't seem that upset when it was over.
I think she's probably an amazing actress. I'll bet that was really hard for her.
She didn't fare well. It wasn't like
she didn't just lose. She got beaten by Willie Wilson.
Yeah,
and I think she may have been beaten by Amar Enya, but I'm not positive about that. I don't remember. It doesn't really matter down there, does it? But the thing that I wrote about on Friday, I did a column on Friday where I sort of dissected how Alderman Burke won his ward. And how he did it, and basically he went into, there's four precincts on the far west edge of his ward, and he got the turnout to be up about, over 50%.
Yeah.
And the rest of the ward was about 30%. And this ward went heavily. These precincts went heavily for him. And that's where the margin of victory was from. Got him over 50%. I mean, he was an old-style politician.
Sales tactic in convincing them?
Aldermen are like little mini mayors of their wards.
Yeah.
So they handle all kinds of things that they people like their legislator to agree with them on, like the big issues, but really they want to get make sure that their alleys are paved and their garbage gets picked up,
right,
and that the street lights are working and that kind of thing. And Burke is a veteran alderman. He's good at that stuff. And so when it comes to services, I think people looked at that and said, do we really want to take a chance with some new person, or do we want this guy who's going to get the things done that we want done? Yeah, he's under indictment, but, you know, boys will be boys. That's the only thing I can think of.
Isn't that a hard thing, though, to overlook, you would think?
You would think.
But it wasn't.
Well, they it wasn't for them. I don't know that Burke is going to survive this term. I think he's likely to. He's criminally charged. He hasn't been indicted yet. He's probably going to be indicted by the feds. Probably then gonna have to go to trial. If he's convicted, he loses his office. So
yeah. Still a winner.
So still a winner. So I did this column. At the end of the column, I added this thing that I'd noticed with Lori Lightfoot, which is that whenever she talks, she uses the word frankly all the time. Mm-hmm. She had an interview on Channel 11 on Wednesday night with Carol Marine, and she used the word frankly 15 times in 13 minutes. She's
that's,
like,
that's a bit.
Know, we're running against the machine, and frankly, it's going to be this, and frankly that. And it was really, my wife and I were watching, and we both were like, what's with a frankly? And it's one of those words that politicians just get used to using because I think it makes them sound more honest, more genuine, whatever. But after a while, it becomes so distracting that you almost can't hear what they're saying.
Yeah.
So I did this little column item, and that got way more attention than what I wrote about Alderman Burke. People were accusing me of being, you know, getting into trivialities. The serious mayor's race coming up April 2nd, this election, during the runoff with Tony Preckwinkle and Lori Lightfoot on April 2nd. They're saying, you know, you're going into this utterly trivial issue. And I embrace that because I'm the guy in 1995 who wrote an entire column on how bad Al Gore is at clapping. Do you ever notice how Al Gore claps?
No,
I know this is radio, but he pounds his palms together like a little child clapping. Oh. And he keeps his fingers straight. So if you imagine like a toddler just getting this fine motor
just
skills,
learning to clap and not quite getting it right.
And you know, everybody else, you clap, you know, you make it anyway. It's
Nancy Pelosi does like a Garfield goose clap.
She was just being sarcastic.
That's a sarcastic clap.
So I have a history of finding these small trivial matters and obsessing over them. That's what I do. It's my brand.
I like it.
So, thank you.
So in your opinion, is she using frankly as, you know, a lot of people have like this verbal thing where you need a half a second to just think up your new thought. So you say frankly as like a time filler while you're thinking. Is that what it is?
Well, President Obama used a lot. He would say, and that got to be, I was calling him President Umbama for a while. It was just, it was really distracting.
Mm-hmm.
Tony Preckwinkle has an extreme weakness for, you know, and people were picking on, you know, people are picking on me for Tony Preckwinkle, for Lightfoot. And so then I came back on Sunday and I pointed out that in the follow-up interview with TTW, Tony Preckwinkle used "you know" 24 times in 14 minutes.
Wow.
So she has a real weakness for that. And she has a weakness for starting off her answers with "you know." So you ask a question like, what do you think that we're going to be doing with police department? She said, well, you know, we need this and go on. And something that it's not as noticeable as frankly, because it does just slip right in almost.
Do you know what the word of the last 3 or 4 years is, the new sentence starter for almost everybody?
So.
And that's another one that and it's, there's something about that I think is somewhat millennial, maybe, that it's a
it
younger, and it has to do with...
Listen to you, grandpas.
It is.
There's kids these days.
No, but they're so...
Politicians would use the term at the end of the day, which would be something they would just throw that in. Not quite as frequently as frankly.
At the end of the day and brings to the table.
They would say,
you're going to hear that all day long.
Another one would be, I mean. People say, I mean, a lot. And I would think that in radio, you would be... Really,
I say all the time, and I get texters saying, "Yeah, we should play a drinking game."
Do they call you into the office? Does Todd call you into the office and go, "One more, Wendy"?
No.
No,
he hasn't yet. He probably will today. Thanks, Eric.
I like when politicians, and it's not 100% politicians, but politicians tend to do this more than anyone else. They ask themselves questions that nobody else has asked. Am I going to be good for the city? Am I going to make Chicago the best city that it's ever been? Right. Are we going to look toward the? You know, it's all those, and you go, wait, no,
who's asking?
Nobody asked those questions.
Or they do. Are they doing the third person? Is Lori Lightfoot going to be the best person?
That happens a bit.
There was a poll that came out this morning that shows that she's way out in front of Tony Preckwinkle. Yes, it was like 58 to 34.
Why do you think that would be?
Our dancing dude.
I think what we saw in this election was, at least in part, a real desire for some change. That Amara Enya did better than I thought she was going to do. Lori Lightfoot is just a new face on the scene. She is very smart. You guys interviewed her yet?
No.
She's very impressive.
Is she?
And she's a new voice.
And she's still working. She's got a job. You'll still hear about her and see her, right?
Well, if she goes away, you mean she loses? Lori Lightfoot?
No.
Brett Winkle.
We're getting some terrible news. I'm sorry I'm interrupting.
Oh, no. Wait, what happened?
Some terrible news. TMZ is reporting then that Luke Perry has passed away.
ABC has also confirmed it. So it's not just the TMZ story now.
52 years old.
Yeah, sorry. I don't mean to step on your lead there, David, but
obviously related to the stroke he suffered late last week, obviously.
He never recovered.
He didn't.
From massive stroke.
Horrible.
That is
so young. Wow.
Sorry, I needed to get that out there.
That's all right. All right, Eric, go back to your thoughts.
Well, I was just saying that I think that Toni Preckwinkle has a lot to be, has a lot of credentials, a lot to talk about in her record. She's going hard negative after Lori Lightfoot, her early ads.
She is, isn't she?
She's our corporate lawyer.
Did you expect that from her or not expect that from her?
I think she probably sees in some of this polling that Lightfoot is the shiny new object in city politics and that voters are just looking for a change. The rejection of Bill Daley surprised a lot of
people.
That
shocked me.
Yeah, a lot of people thought that he was going to be him and Toni Preckwinkle in the final. And I had talked to a lot of people I'm in northwest side of Chicago, a lot of my neighbors, a lot of my friends, and I didn't know anybody voting for Daley. They all had the same reaction that I did, which is like, enough of that family already.
Really?
Since 1955, like more than two-thirds of the time we've had Mayor Daley, and a lot of the problems that we're dealing with now, the parking meter franchise and so on, the huge pension debt, those are the footsteps of Rich Daley, Bill Daley's older brother. And it was a Jeb Bush situation.
But you've heard that in recent times, people have said that of the Clintons, they have said that of the Bushes, to some extent the Kennedys. So are those days gone of a family just kind of dominating
politics?
Look
at Chris Kennedy lost pretty significantly in the Democratic gubernatorial primary a year ago.
Yeah.
And I think that was the fact that family just doesn't have a hold on this country anymore that it used to. I mean, the Camelot ended almost
a while ago.
55 years ago, something like 56 years ago.
Yep.
So you have that situation going. But I do think that that voters often are looking for change. And I think Lori Lightfoot is going to be able to make that case.
Yeah.
She's going to get hammered. It's going to be ugly. It's going to be 4 weeks of ugliness. I will say this. I think I kind of like that it's only 4 weeks, that it fixes our minds. These incredibly long, like, presidential campaigns that we have, at some point you just get so sick of it. And we'll have a chance to get sick of this campaign, but it'll be over quickly.
Yep.
So it'll be going to be interesting.
Thank you, Eric. Great, we appreciate that. That's Eric Zorn of the Chicago Tribune. Coming up, the stories that matter with David Jennings from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom right here on WGN Radio.